Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. We're going to play for you an audio clip from John McCain's wife and ask the question, who knows him better, you or his wife, Cindy, on an issue that they've talked about for years, a public policy issue, and ask yourself, of the lies that are told in this clip, which of the lies do you believe? Of the lies that are told, which of the lies do you believe? And we'll discuss this. This is from CBS Evening News with Katie Couric. And after you hear Cindy McCain, then we have a separate clip where CBS called the McCain campaign to clarify. You know, what did Cindy McCain just say? But first, now listen carefully, and we'll replay this so you can get it all.
Where do you stand on abortion?
I'm pro-life. I'm on the record as being pro-life, like my husband.
So do you oppose it even in the cases of rape and incest?
No.
No. Mm-hmm. So that's where you two differ in terms of your position on that. Do you believe Roe v. Wade should be overturned?
No.
No?
I don't. No.
Why not? Your husband does.
No, I don't think he does.
He believes that it should be overturned. That's what he told me, and that it should go to the states.
Well, in that respect, yes, yeah, it is a state. That I understand what you're saying. That it is a states issue, absolutely. That
I So you do believe it should be overturned or shouldn't be overturned?
I believe it's a states issue. That I do believe.
Okay, now we're going to do that again right away so you could listen to it. When Katie Couric says that this is an area where you two disagree, she's speaking about Cindy and Palin, Sarah Palin, because Sarah Palin is on record as opposing abortion for rape and incest. John McCain supports killing unborn children if their father's a criminal, believing they don't deserve love or protection by law. So Katie Couric had this right. You know, Cindy McCain's view is the same as her husband's. Some years ago, back less than 10 years ago, John McCain was speaking to the San Francisco Chronicle. And they said, well, you're pro-life. You want to overturn Roe v. Wade? He said, no, I don't want to overturn Roe v. Wade. No, you know how much suffering that would cause women? They'd be forced to kill their babies in back alleys. No, I don't want to overturn Roe v. Wade. So then his campaign was contacted by various media outlets and asked, did John McCain just misspeak? Did he misspeak? And the campaign said, no, he didn't misspeak. He doesn't want to overturn Roe v. Wade. He's pro-life, but he doesn't want to overturn Roe v. Wade. So that has been their position for a long time until he realizes that that nasty thing, abortion, keeps getting in the way of him being nominated for president. So now his position is the unborn child is not a person who would then be protected by the 5th and 14th Amendments that say no state can deprive a person of life without due process, convicted of a capital crime. So the unborn child is not a person, but abortion is something that the states could regulate. But no matter how you cut it, if the baby's father is a criminal, I believe the woman has a right to kill that baby. So I'm pro-life. But I don't really want Roe v. Wade to be overturned. But now I want the nomination. So, okay, Roe v. Wade has to be overturned. But it's an issue the states could regulate. So his wife, she apparently didn't get the memo. She didn't get the memo. Cindy didn't get the memo. She couldn't keep their lies straight. Probably the McCain household doesn't watch Rick Warren. Do you think they watch Rick Warren? I don't think they watch Rick Warren. As liberal as Rick Warren is, I don't think the McCains watch Rick Warren. And not even when John is on. So John McCain is on. Cindy probably didn't watch it. She knows what her husband's going to say. She's been listening to his rhetoric on abortion for years and years and years. So we are pro-life. We don't want Roe v. Wade to be overturned. Oh, wait a minute. That's right. It's a state's issue. You see, that is cover for pro-aborts. That's cover for child killers. No country has the right to decriminalize murder. No country has the right to kill Jews, to kill Christians, to kill blacks. No country has that right. So does a state have that right? Does Massachusetts have the right to decriminalize killing Jews? Do they have that right? Would you sit back and say, well, Massachusetts has that right? Christians are so confused. And it happens because I think pride kicks in because they support someone who has a grievous error in their principles and governmental policy, like, say, Ron Paul. And they support Ron Paul. And Ron Paul, he has, this is his position on abortion. The buck stops there. The buck stops there. You see, when you're running for city council, if someone at a campaign town hall meeting asks a question about abortion, they say, I'm running for city council. That has nothing to do with city council. So you run for mayor, they say the same thing. You run for state representative, they say the same thing. You run for governor, they say, look, it's a federal issue. It's a federal issue. It's not a state issue. Then pro-life Christians, Republicans, conservatives, they run for president and they say it's a state issue. So this is their solution for abortion. The buck stops there. That's their position. The buck stops there. Wherever I'm running is not the place to end abortion. It's somewhere else. So the libertarian Christians have opened this new Pandora's box to give cover to people like John McCain, who could now say, oh, yeah, wow, Ron Paul had a good point. It's a state's rights issue. It's a state's rights issue. So I can appear as pro-life, even though I reject the personhood of the unborn, which apparently Ron Paul does. We're going to debate one of his supporters this week, Lord willing. And that should be great. And apparently he rejects the personhood of the unborn because he claims to want to uphold the federal constitution. And Articles 5 and 14 say that the federal government cannot allow the states to deprive a person of life unless they're convicted of a capital crime. So you reject the personhood of the unborn, and now John McCain realizes, hey, I could appear as pro-life as Ron Paul by saying, I think it's a state's rights issue. So this is their argument. They say, well, the states are where murder is prosecuted at the state level. So therefore, it has nothing to do with the federal government. So we can be apathetic. We can look the other way. And in fact, Ron Paul, his sanctity of life legislation that he introduces every year explicitly says that the federal government will look the other way, regardless of what the states do about killing unborn children. That's what it says explicitly. So in the states, when there's a murder case, where is it tried? At the state Supreme Court? Is it tried on the floor of the state Senate? Is it tried at the Capitol? Is that where they try murder cases? No, where do they try murder cases? Well, normally in a county courthouse. County courthouse. So it's not even at the state level. It's prosecuted at the county level, typically. And then you could appeal it all the way up through district court, state Supreme Court, federal appellate court, U.S. Supreme Court. You could appeal it all the way up. But it's tried at a county level. So if Boulder County wants to say, you know what, we agree with Reggie Rivers, who's now a media personality in Denver. Reggie Rivers wrote in, I believe it was the Denver Post, in his column, he wrote that, he said, I'm not condoning when the Romans killed the Christians. He said, but I could understand why they would do it. Now, how's that? What if somebody said, I'm not condoning that the KKK would lynch a black man, but I could understand why they do it. Could you imagine that? And Reggie is black. So could you imagine? Or saying, you know, I'm not condoning what the Germans did to the Jews, but I could understand how they'd want to put them in an oven. Could you imagine how evil that is? And in Denver, Reggie Rivers can write that, and his career just improves. His career improved after he wrote that. So imagine in Boulder, if they say, you know what, we're going to decriminalize killing Christians. We are so fed up with Christians, and Reggie Rivers is now the mayor of Boulder. So we're going to decriminalize killing Christians. He's not really, just. And so Libertarian Party supporters, would the county of Boulder have the right to decriminalize murder? What if it's a home rule city like Denver, where their local ordinances supersede the state constitution by Colorado constitutional law? It's in certain areas. What if it's a home rule city? What if the state, what if a whole state decides, California, Vermont decides, you know what? We're sick of those conservative Christians. In Vermont, it's legal to kill Christians. What if it was Canada? And what if they were killing Christians in Canada, just like in Germany, they were killing Jews? I would, if I were king, I would invade Canada. And I would overthrow their government if they legalized the killing of Christians. And so no government has the right to decriminalize thou shalt not murder. And the libertarian Christians have opened the most dark pit when they unleashed this vile argument that the states can regulate child killing. It's despicable. And the reason they did it is so their candidates could run for cover under the buck stops there policy toward abortion. The buck stops there. Wherever I'm running, that's not where you look to stop child killing. Look somewhere else. If I'm running for a state position, it's the federal government. When I'm running for a federal position, it's the state government. So Cindy McCain is married to John McCain. They're married. She was asked by Katie Couric, what's your position on abortion? Oh, I'm pro-life. My record indicates I'm pro-life. Your record? What, were you arrested at an abortion clinic for trying to stop child killing? What do you mean your record, Cindy? You're a candidate's wife. So, oh, I'm pro-life. My record indicates I'm pro-life. Oh, so do you want to overturn Roe v. Wade? No, I don't. I don't want to overturn Roe v. Wade. And that's true. In Republican circles, that's perfectly consistent to them. They're pro-life, and they approve of Roe v. Wade. The Republican leadership at the RNC is not a lot different than the Democratic leadership at the DNC, except that they will lie to their supporters and say we're pro-life when they're actually pro-Roe. So let's listen to that clip again, and then Katie Couric calls the McCain campaign for a clarification. We'll hear that too, but first let's hear from Cindy McCain again.
Where do you stand on abortion?
I'm pro-life. I'm on the record as being pro-life like my husband.
So do you oppose it even in the cases of rape and incest?
No.
No. Mm-hmm. So that's where you two differ mm-hmm. in terms of your mm-hmm. position on that. Do you believe Roe v. Wade should be overturned?
No.
No?
I don't. No.
Why not? Your husband does.
No, I don't think he does.
He believes that it should be overturned. That's what he told me, and that it should go to the states.
Well, in that respect, yes, yeah, it is a state. That I understand what you're saying. That it is a states issue, absolutely. That I
so do you believe. So you do believe it should be overturned or shouldn't be overturned?
I believe it's a states issue. That okay. I do believe.
Cindy McCain didn't get the memo. Cindy didn't get the latest campaign rhetoric that her husband now wants to overturn Roe v. Wade. I mean, she knows him at an intimate level. She knows he doesn't give a rip. He's lying to James Dobson, and James Dobson is misleading his supporters. I mean, how clear could it be? Every 4 years, it's the same cycle. Cindy didn't get the memo. Cindy didn't get the latest campaign rhetoric. Cindy was unaware of her husband's Saturday night conversion. The McCain household doesn't sit around and watch Rick Warren. Apparently, not even when John is on. Cindy McCain got her lies mixed up. Which of the lies do you believe? Which of the lies did John tell her? Now, honey, you got to get this straight. Which of the lies do you believe? Which ones? It is so obvious. Every 4 years, and you know who knows it as well as I know it? James Dobson. Let's hear from him. Before we get to Katie Couric's clarification, let's hear from Dr. Dobson. And he puts it as clear as day that Christians, pro-life Christians, are used as a mistress. Once they get our money and our votes, they drop us. They couldn't care less. Let's hear it from Dr. James Dobson.
The Republican Party has frustrated me a lot in the last few years. My friend Richard Viguerie said the other day something that really struck me. He said the pro-family and pro-life community is very much like a mistress for the Republican Party. You pardon this a little graphic, but he said they really like us to come in the afternoon for a little conversation at election time, and then they leave, and they want us, if we meet them on the street, to not act like we know them. And by all means, they don't want us to come to the club. And it has been that way for a long time. They need us to get elected. I spoke on this in 1998. My goodness, people are still mad at me about that one, but I was irritated because the Republicans ran on a platform that they couldn't deliver on. And ever since George Bush has been in, we had the triple crown. We had the White House, the House, and the Senate. And the Republicans sat there for 6 years and did almost nothing.
That is because George W. Bush is pro-choice. George W. Bush is pro-choice. The RNC is pro-choice. They treat Christians like a mistress. Dr. Dobson is a self-admitted mistress to the Republican Party. He is in a codependent relationship with them. He can't control himself. He can't control himself. He knows that increasingly the Republican Party is becoming godless. John McCain now opposes protecting marriage between a man and a woman. He opposes that. He opposes that. He opposes the personhood and right to life for the unborn. He funds surgical abortion of unborn children. Sarah Palin spoke. What a speech, right? She defended the unborn? No, not one word to defend the right to life of the unborn, because John McCain doesn't believe the unborn has a right to life. He thinks the states could regulate whether you kill them or not. And so, of course, she spoke about marriage being a bedrock of our... Oh, she didn't bring that up either, because she's submitting herself to whitewash a godless Republican who refuses even to protect marriage between a man and a woman. I mean, how conservative do you have to be to do that? And she talked about securing the border with Mexico, right? Oh, she forgot that one, because John McCain is an enemy of a secure border. Oh, you mean to get elected? He lied to you on that? Oh, I see. And she talked about the God-given right to free speech. Oh, no, she didn't talk about that, because John McCain is an enemy of free speech with McCain-Feingold. She talked about hockey, and the Christians all over the country swooned as though she put them under a spell. You were hypnotized by what? By what? That she could tell jokes about Obama? She can be on Leno or Letterman. What does that mean about governance and principles and not whitewashing a career-long child killer who is lying to you, and Dr. Dobson, in this codependent relationship, can't help himself? He knows John McCain is a child killer. The things he said about John McCain just months ago will make your skin crawl, comparing him to Bill Clinton and his unrepentant sexual immorality and adultery, and on and on and on. His godlessness. But the lust to be a kingmaker. Christians want a seat at the table. You know how God describes the table in the Old Testament? He said there's a table and it's all set with fine dinnerware. except that the table is dripping with vomit. The table, God said, is dripping with vomit. And that's the table that Christians are wanting to get a seat at. Because they will dishonor God, violate their pledge to God, set aside do not murder in order to lie to other Christians to support a child killer and say he's 100% pro-life when he votes to fund surgical abortion. And he rejects the God-given right to life of the unborn. And he's going to give us more judges of the same. Our federal Republican judges reject the personhood, the right to life of the unborn. So Dr. Dobson knows that he's lied to every 4 years. He knows that. Now, I want to hear in a moment, we'll hear again, Cindy McCain, same thing. And then we'll hear after that, we'll interrupt it. And we'll hear Katie Couric's clarification. But when Katie says, oh, so you guys disagree, she's referring to Cindy and Sarah Palin. Okay, let's hear this one last time.
Where do you stand on abortion?
I'm pro-life. I'm on the record as being pro-life like my husband.
So do you oppose it even in the cases of rape and incest?
No.
No. Mm-hmm. So that's where you two differ in terms of your position on that. Do you believe Roe v. Wade should be overturned?
No.
No?
I don't. No.
Why not? Your husband does.
No, I don't think he does.
He believes that it should be overturned. That's what he told me, and that it should go to the states.
Well, in that respect, yes, yeah, it is a state. That, I understand what you're saying now. It is a states issue, absolutely. That
so you do believe it should be overturned or shouldn't be overturned?
I believe it's a states issue. That okay. I do believe.
Okay, even that was a lie. So which of Cindy McCain's lies do you believe? And remember, she's talking about her husband's position on abortion. Her husband! You think she knows him or not at all? I mean, how many times has she been in public with him and representing him? She doesn't know her husband? So when she's, oh, no, no, I'm pro-life and no, I don't want to overturn Roe v. Wade. That is John McCain's position for years and years and years. But it kept him out of the nomination. So he's selling you. Child killing, whitewashed. Jesus said they are whitewashed sepulchers, gravestones that just have white paint on them. And inside, they're filled with old men's bones. Oh, not old men's? Dead men's? Okay, they're filled with really old men's bones. Like John McCain age. So this is a child killer who's lying to you, a whitewashed sepulcher filled with dead children's bones. That's what the McCain campaign is. The McCain White House is filled with dead children's bones. And you've been lied to as a Christian, and you're going to help put them there to kill how many kids in 4 years? How many millions does he advocate killing? Okay, now, let's hear Katie Couric, and then we'll try to take a call or two. And by the way, this is our telethon month. Please help us. We have $500 in matching funds today. And after this, I don't know. We had $500 on Friday, which we met. After this, we don't have any matching funds pending. So please call if you can. 1-800-8-NYARDS. 1-800-836-9278. If you give, it will be doubled. Please consider 100, 250, maybe 500 to double it to 1,000. Maybe somebody else, $25. Please help. And you can help at our website at kgov.com. Okay, Katie Couric clarifies.
After the interview, we contacted the McCain campaign to clarify Cindy McCain's position on abortion. They told us that, like Laura Bush, Mrs. McCain does not favor overturning Roe v. Wade, which guarantees the legal right to an abortion.
Okay. So in other words, everything she said was a lie at some level. It's all a lie. Oh, yeah, I'm pro-life. Oh, I favor keeping Roe v. Wade legal. Oh, I believe it's a states' rights issue. It should go to the states. That means Roe v. Wade has to be overturned. Oh, no, she doesn't really believe Roe v. Wade should be overturned. She believes women should have a legal right to abortion. Let's go to Tom in Longmont, Colorado. Tom, welcome to Bob and Yart Live.
Hi, Bob.
Howdy.
This is Tom. I think you know me. I worked on the Sheets of Shame one night.
Thank you for doing that, Tom. We had 94 people work in the sweatshop, and about another 100 people who helped. So, Tom, yeah. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Sure. Yeah, I have an announcement along the lines of the buck stops there. How about the buck stops here?
Yes.
We're going to have a meeting of the for the Personhood Amendment. Keith Mace is going to be there.
All right.
At Harvest Church tomorrow night.
Harvest Church, where is that?
That's in East Boulder County. It's the conservative side of Boulder.
All right, East one. Boulder County, Harvest Church.
And it's at it's on 7493 Old Mill Trail, which is on just off 75th Street between okay. Lookout and Jay, if people
okay.
are familiar with that
and
area.
And what time, Tom?
7:30 tomorrow night.
7:30 p.m. Tuesday night. All right, I'm going to repeat that. Tom, thank you for calling that in.
Okay.
God bless you. So there's a Personhood Amendment meeting tomorrow night. Keith Mason will be there, a longtime friend of Bob Inert Live and the pro-life movement, at Harvest Church in Boulder, actually East Boulder County, at 7493 Old Mill Trail at 7:30 tomorrow night. That's exciting. Thank you, Tom, for that. Also tonight on Channel 12 at 8 o'clock, Colorado Decides 2008, there'll be a debate about Amendment 48, our Personhood Amendment, and Christy Burton, the sponsor of the amendment, will be on this program on Channel 12. So you could tune in for that at 8 o'clock, Channel 12. So we got the clarification from Katie. Do we have time to hear track one, Dr. Dobson's pledge that he's now violated?
I can just tell you that I have determined that for the rest of my life, however long God lets me live on this earth, I will never cast one vote for any man or woman who would kill one innocent baby.
That pledge is still playing in the Welcome Center at Focus on the Family. Still playing. Deceiving Christians. Dishonoring God. I had a long conversation today with a Focus ally, an official at some pro-life organization elsewhere in the country. I don't want to give his name or the name of the organization, but I think we will consider airing the conversation. We'll consider airing it. And we talked through all these issues. And it was somewhat stunning. Stunning the honesty with this pro-life Christian official in his comments about breaking a pledge to God and about deceiving Christians and playing a video that's a blatant falsehood and a complete lack of concern with issues like honoring and obeying God and honoring God's word. Complete lack of concern, only concern about Republican Party politics. From a Christian leader who's got a degree in the scriptures. So, hey, help us out at Bob and Aaron Live in Maranatha. What a great school.